Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How many of your team members are ideal team players? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to talk about your team. And more specifically, I want to talk about your team as it relates to Patrick Lencioni's new book titled The Ideal Team Player. 3 weeks ago, I shared a lesson I learned from Nick Saban, the outgoing head coach of the University of Alabama, about high performers and others. If you missed that episode, be sure to go back and check that one out. Today's topic is very related, in that the biggest issue I see business owners dealing with, aside from the need to find more prospects and gain more customers, is related to teamwork and how to get their team members working together as a high-performing team. So today I want to introduce you to this resource, a book written by Patrick Lencioni. If you're not familiar with Patrick Lencioni and you're a business owner, you absolutely must get his books and make it a priority to read and apply his principles. I consider Patrick to be one of the foremost authorities on how to build high-performing teams. He's written several that are must-reads for any business owner, including The Advantage, Why Organizational Health Trumps Everything Else in Business, The Four Obsessions of an Extraordinary Executive, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, and The Truth About Employee Engagement, among several others. The best part of Patrick Lencioni's books is that they are most all written as fables, meaning they share the principles through a story that represents what your business may be dealing with right now. In his book, The Ideal Team Player, Patrick shares a story that describes how a business leader deals with a team that he inherited from a previous owner that may sound familiar to many of you. The previous owner had a different way of dealing with difficult personalities and personal conflicts, so this new leader is faced with having to reset expectations, make difficult decisions, and keep the business moving forward and growing profitably. If you're like many of the business owners I deal with regularly, these are some of the very same challenges that you're facing right now in your business. In the book fable, the new leader goes through an exploration and discovery process to find the character traits that define a truly ideal team player. He does this because those on his team currently are anything other than ideal. Sound familiar? I won't walk you through the entire book, but I will share that in the end, he lands on three core traits that help him identify, select, and focus on only those individuals who have the capacity to be ideal team players. I'd highly recommend you get and read the book, but I don't want to keep you in suspense on these three character traits. They are critically important to making the business operate smoothly, efficiently, and profitably. Here they are, thanks to Patrick Lencioni. The first character trait is someone who is humble. This word is often misunderstood, so let me share with you the dictionary definition of the word. Having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own self-importance. In other words, they're not full of themselves. They don't think too highly of themselves. They don't feel like things they are asked to do are below them. Having humility means that someone's not proud and doesn't believe they're better than other people. I learned long ago that humility and being humble comes from the root word humus, which is the deep, rich soil that allow plants of all kinds to grow in well. Think about that. How cool would it be to have a team full of people who have a deep, rich understanding of what they've been assigned to do, and they don't see themselves as being better than anyone else on the team? That's the first of the three character traits of the ideal team player. The second character trait is hungry. Not hungry in the sense that they're starving for their next meal, but rather the kind of hungry where they're thirsting for knowledge. They want to learn more. They have a desire to do more, be better, and make a bigger impact. It's the kind of hungry that gives someone the never quit mindset and the we can overcome anything attitude. These are the team members who go out of their way to help, always ask what they can do when they know something's urgent or important, and show up on time, if not early, and stay late whenever the need arises. Think about it. What would your life as a business owner be like if you had a team full of hungry people? You'd be living the dream. Hungry is the second character trait of the ideal team player. And finally, the third character trait of the ideal team player is smart. This smart's not the IQ kind of smart. Sure, it does help if someone has the mental capacity to solve problems and do anything, absolutely. But this smart is the EQ kind of smart. These are people who can read the room, make an assessment of the dynamics going on in the moment, and act appropriately. They're tuned in when a customer is frustrated. They can sense when there's tension between other team members. They instinctively know when something is important or urgent or can be handled later. They never let their emotions get the better of them, and they can control their actions and behaviors when it's necessary to solve a customer's big issue. I hear business owners using the word drama a lot to describe their work environment. People who are smart don't engage in the kind of foolish behavior that creates drama or conflict. They know how to avoid it and can often be called upon to settle other team members down. I don't think I need to ask, but how refreshing would it be if you had a team full of people who were all smart about how they engaged with one another and your customers? It would be a dream come true. So there you have it, the three character traits that define the ideal team player: humble, hungry, and smart. If you think your team would be better if you had people who had just one or two of these traits, just imagine what your life would be like if everyone on your team had all three of these character traits. To be honest, your job as the business owner would be a breeze. You'd probably never have to come into the office. You could leave your team in charge and they'd make your business work better than you could ever imagine. So if that's the case, why wouldn't you take some time to do a quick assessment of your current team members and grade each of them on these three character traits? My bet is there are some on your current team who are lacking one or two, if not all three, of these critical traits. But before you take any action, be sure to get the book and read the book. Patrick shares some great questions to ask as you do your assessment. He also has some recommendations on how to move forward, knowing that you probably don't have 100% ideal team players on your team today. Whatever you do, take this to heart. Just like the advice we got from Nick Saban, that high achievers don't like to be around mediocre people, and mediocre people don't like to be around high achievers, it's probably safe to say that those who are ideal team players don't enjoy being around those who lack the character traits to join them in the ideal category. So your job as the business owner is to resolve this conflict. The first step is to honestly assess where your team is today. Then begin the process of weeding out those who don't fit your ideal. If after you read the book, you need some help with next steps, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you navigate the path forward to a full team of ideal team players for you and for your customers. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss linking your value proposition with your non-negotiables. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.